So you stumbled upon our podcast. Hope you got your lighter.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I'm Lotta Locks.
I'm Anya. I haven't come up with a nickname yet. I don't know if I will.
You don't really have to. It's not even really, like, Lotta is just what people call me. And I got locks. And it just
took
flowed.
Me literally 6 minutes of me staring at that for being like, oh.
Is it, because I feel like, well, it has the KS on it, and most people, when they spell locks, they just drop that off, and it's just and L-O-C. Just
L-O-C.
Yeah. But, you know, I like spelling words, even though I can't really spell.
A lot of locks. Dude, she got a lot of dreads in her head. Yeah, but got it. I'm
here
with you.
Folks be calling me Lotta. Anyway.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Functional Pothead Podcast. We are functional potheads, but yeah, we high.
Yeah. Is indeed.
So what you smoking on?
I'm rolling up some Dirty Girl.
Ooh, I really like Dirty Girl.
Dirty Girl's a real cute strain.
Mm-hmm.
Western Cultured has some really good Dirty Girl. Their joints are good. One of the few Western Cultured joints I like.
Mm-hmm. You know what we don't have?
What's that?
Wipes. This table will smell like weed.
I mean, they're welcome. Well, speaking of, what are you over there rolling up?
I'm rolling up some Chocolatina. It's by Scored, which I've heard a lot of good things about. Also heard that they lost their
hash maker.
Yeah, and heard that motherfucker was good.
That's what I heard in the streets as well.
Yeah, so, but the weed is fire, and Chocolatina is
smack-a-dack-a-doo-doo.
What? Tina and mint?
Chocolate chip?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never really had either of those other strains.
I don't know what the fuck how it is.
Yeah, like, when does that... Yo, when people be making these names, I just wonder... But certain things will make me know, like, this weed is fire. You put some Girl Scout cookies in it, and you cross Girl Scout cookies with just about anything, and I feel like it's better.
Okay, that's very valid. Mm-hmm. That's very valid, because I am very happy with Alien Girl Scout cookies right now from Volcana.
Ooh.
Uncle Ike's has it. They're a horrible establishment, but they do have it.
Okay.
So support Bethany.
And go get some. Okay.
If for any reason, the fire ass sticker.
Okay. You're right.
Ass sticker.
Yeah.
I ain't even show y'all the quarter sticker yet.
You ain't see it.
There's a whole nother bitch. And she got a bong in her hand.
Oh.
It's lit.
So those are stickers in there?
They're stickers.
You know how many of those I ain't got no more because I didn't
Are
realize
you
they were stickers.
For real?
No, like stickers? I religiously buy Falcana like pre-rolls and I didn't realize those were stickers.
Those are not stickers.
Okay. Okay, because they come in a package like that, but the weed comes with stickers.
The weed comes with stickers. Okay. The joints, you just get a cute little cardboard, hope you
That's
recycle
what I
it,
thought.
Please.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all
okay.
that is. That's all it is.
Word. So how has weed helped you recently?
Ooh, child.
Oh, tell me about it.
So I'm in the midst of like a job transition, as we were talking about before we press play, and just like a life transition, I guess. My boyfriend dumped me a couple days after Pride.
Fuck that, Nick.
I want to. And then rebounded real hard and with a friend, and they kind of like ruined that friendship, you know, it happens, whatever.
They come and they go.
You know?
They come and they go.
And when I ruined that friendship, basically, because I didn't like him the way he wanted me to, I didn't love him the way he wanted me to love him, because I love him, I'm not in love with him like that. He, like, kind of flipped out on me and, like, spazzed on me. And instead of me even giving it two thoughts, I just said, okay. With the two M's and the K after
Shit.
And hit the bowl and went right on Instagram and told that little story like y'all saw. I don't play these games with these people.
He was in his feelings. I bet you he's sick over that shit. That's MK got him. Good thing you didn't send him, a GIF with the MK? Because if it was just a picture, bitch.
Right.
We dead.
I'm over it. Well, he doesn't have an iPhone, so the impact wouldn't have been as great.
Okay. Yeah, I've definitely just not replied to some bullshit, like gotten straight bullshit shit text messages. Like, nah.
What the fuck is this shit?
Nah. Get out of my inbox with that. You ain't gonna rub that dirty energy around me.
I'm not about to deal with that. Especially if I'm like being open and honest with you about my feelings and shit and how my emotions and you gonna spaz on me. So you don't want to know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. We could do that.
Yeah. I'm a Taurus.
Bullheaded.
ain't it? But I also am so grounded and reasonable. Mm-hmm. And the reason why this came up is that I saw something that was like, you know, you can forgive someone when you love them, basically. Facts. Like, because you love them, you can forgive them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I agree with this to a certain extent, but just because I love you, you don't fuck with our elements.
It's just magnetic.
Yeah. Boss, ain't it?
My nigga.
Boss.
Just in case y'all know, these element papers are magnetic and will reclose automatically. Mm-hmm.
That guy's a genius.
He is.
He's a fucking... I follow him on Instagram just because he's solid, man. He's so exciting that. And I learned something new. Like, he legitimately makes life easier for smokers. That's all he wants to do. What is the shit I like to do? How can I improve it?
How
and
can I make
every that? Year, every, I don't know, they come out with something new to make
That's
it
beautiful.
Easier.
I like that.
But okay. Yeah, back Bullhead, to yes. Yeah, back to being stubborn about this. I can forgive you because I love you, but one, I ain't gonna tell you, and two, I'm gonna move the fuck on. I can forgive you and not fuck with you again.
Because it's not for you. The forgiveness is for the other person. Forgiveness is for you,
yeah.
Yourself, so you can move on.
Yeah.
And clear out your emotional baggage space.
Yeah.
So I feel that. I ain't really reached that point of emotional maturity yet.
Well, I'm 30. I got some numbers
there
on me.
You go.
And I've been hurt. I've been hurt.
I'm trying, though. I'm trying to. The yeah. Niggas I sleep with are over 30, so.
That's right.
That's why I fucked up. See, this last dude was 28.
Ooh, he was still.
The rebound was 28. Oh, not okay. The nigga that dumped me. The one that dumped me that I, like, actually, like, really, really liked was mm-hmm. Cute little 39.
Ooh, that's nice.
Nice and grown. Mm-hmm. I love a grown man.
Yeah.
But just.
I want a grown woman, but she hasn't found me yet.
Okay, she got for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Coachella, because yeah. I'm, you know, working yeah. on the performance. That's all I'm
But I'm out here.
Yeah, you know, we out here just trying to do what we do and mm-hmm. do what we can. So yeah. I know we have like an outline to follow, but
no, we don't really have to follow. We can talk about it.
Let's like
whatever.
Introduce ourselves to the people.
Okay. Tell them.
Oh, boom!
Jump
wow,
in.
That's exactly what was next. Trump anyway,
my name is
Charlotte.
Hey,
they call me Lauda.
Hey,
and I am hi.
Hey!
I never really was at the, I hated that game
in
school. Yeah, no, no, no. All right.
Yeah, tell them about yourself. Tell them, like.
All right, I'm Lauda Lux.
Yeah.
I'm from Florida. I always start with that because it matters. You'll hear it in how I talk
Florida
sometimes. And the pure ignorance that comes out of my mouth. Ooh. But we hype.
We out here.
Yeah, you need a Floridian in your life if you haven't experienced it. It's a
and
good
T-Pain
time.
T-Pain does not count.
No, he does count. That's a solid brother, okay?
Yeah, but he's not in our lives.
Yeah,
he's
being from Florida, T-Pain has shaped a lot of my life.
I feel that. Mm-hmm, I can feel that deeply.
Yeah. So, besides that, I am a licensed veterinary technician by day.
Okay.
All the time. I smoke weed and an avid cannabis connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's your favorite strain?
Ooh.
Amen.
Girl.
Amen.
These questions.
What's your favorite strain right now? I ain't gonna hit you with the all time.
I've smoked like 8. Maybe 9 strains in this like 8-day period. One.
That sounds normal.
Yeah, it is normal. I'm a sativa dominant hybrid kind of person, or just sativa smoker.
Okay.
But
you smoke a Chocolatina?
I know. It's, you know what happened? The person selling me weed
told you.
No, he likes indicas. Fact of the matter. So he brought out all the fire weed, but there's indicas. He's been trying to push me to smoke indicas for a minute, because every time I come up there, I'm like, yo, damn. Every time I get him, I'm like, damn, he's going to give me a bunch of indicas. No, and I don't like that shit. But I've pretty much smoked every sativa in that store.
Okay.
So let me try some new stuff. And mind you, I've been high with all these new strains. So Girl Scout Cookies is a solid. Like, I'll pick it up just about every time. Gelato, every time.
Okay.
Any Do-Si-Do cross.
Now, that's funny. You say sativa dominant, but you didn't say 2 indica dominant.
I know.
So do you know yourself?
I do know myself, and I know what I lean to, and I usually buy large quantities of sativas because I'm always moving.
On the go.
Yeah, but I have a greater appreciation for indicas at this moment, and I see how I need to balance out my weed purchasing for myself.
That's a very mature thing to say.
Thank you. So right now, raspberry do-si-do, I've had like, 2016. Raspberry do-si-do is something I've been smoking. Virginia Co. Mm-hmm. is the company. Man, that's so fire.
Some good stuff.
Oh. But I'm pretty sure that's indica dominant as well.
It is. Well.
I know.
It
is. Like, I'm pretty sure
But
it's
a nice, like, chill.
Yeah.
Good after work smoke.
And that's what I've been on. Been working and going home. And so that's the kind of weed I'm into right now.
I can respect that.
I moved here in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah. Job, I was working for a corporate veterinary practice and transferred from Florida to here. Because, you know, when you just got to get the fuck out.
I understand.
Yeah. So I left. And now I am starting my business, the Bakersman Collective.
Okay. And tell them what the Bakersman Collective is.
What aren't we? That's a good question. But at the moment, we are a cannabis lifestyle brand, is the most basic way I could call it. And how we started was just a group of friends getting together and smoking weed originally. And it was pretty great. Like, we meet up on a couch, talk about weed, and it always would lead to conversations about where we were at in life. And all of us had different careers completely. But weed unified us. So we talked about art. We talked about music. It was the most interesting conversations. And we hung out so fucking much, we gave ourselves a name. And the street we were always hang by was Baker Street. Or something like that. Yeah. Okay. Out in Tampa. So the Bakersman Collective was born. And, you know, as time happens, you move apart. But for me, like, it never left. Like, that feeling I have always seen when I get together and smoke in groups, that smoke circle. The conversations are the dopest.
Right.
I need to be multitasking, ain't it? But I'm going to use your grinder. I'm really waiting on your grinder.
Yeah. You should have
Oh, hey, Clutch.
It's a bit sticky.
I know.
But, you
sorry.
Know.
It's fine. So, yeah, the Bakersman Collective was born. When I came out here, I wanted to embrace pretty much everybody. I know we all smoke weed.
Facts.
We all smoke weed, and we all love music. And I want to bring it to you. I want to bring you the artists that I think are dope. I want to bring this podcast and have a conversation about it, because people of color deserve a voice in the cannabis industry. I don't just need rich people to get in on it, you know what I mean? Like, because it's not just rich people that went to jail for it. So
rich people didn't even go to jail for it. Amen.
Facts.
Amen.
So that's me. I'm a lot of locks. I'm complicated, confusing, but you should get to know me. Oh, Devin. Right. What about you, girl? Jump in, jump out.
Introduce yourself. I need a dip. My name is Anya. Don't really have a nickname, as I discussed earlier.
That is because your name's dope.
You know, it is. Simple, 5 letters, 2 syllables, real easy. That's A-H-N-Y-A. There's no O's in this, and there are 5 letters. Anya, let's talk about me. I moved here in 2017.
Word.
I lived in Virginia for like 10 years. I was an Army kid, Army brat. Shout out to us.
Yeah.
We are an individual species.
I know a few.
Yep. Had to move around a bunch. Was born in Fort Hood, Texas. My family's from New Orleans, though, so that's what I rep. That's what you'll hear me claim, and that's home for me, is the 504 for sure. Dad got a job at the Amazon, moved out here with them. Got a job at my first pot shop 3 days off the plane, started 2 days later.
Oh, word?
Oh, I plays no games. Plays none. And honestly, I just went because I wanted weed.
And I was just talking.
I was like, show. This girl still works there. Sweetest thing. Shout out to Stacey.
I need me. I tried for a while, but my schedule's hard. They want someone with to like work
shop
all the time.
Oh yeah, they want you to have like some free time.
Job.
Now you can get lucky and slide in part time, like every now and then, but it's got to be the right time, right?
Yeah.
You gotta really like, it's gotta work perfectly for real. Mm-hmm. But like, they gotta be looking for that.
Yeah.
Or just hiring a bunch of people and be like, oh, you only fine, we'll put you in here.
Ooh.
But yeah, I worked in my first shop for a good couple of years. Mm-hmm. Had a bad day happen one day. Owner cussed me out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes,
baby.
Ma'am. Yeah, no. Oh, we'll talk about that a whole another day.
Okay.
That's a whole episode's worth. Ooh. But yeah, cussed me out, fired me. I moved to another shop, worked there for a couple months. And I'm starting a new job at a startup in Cap Hill.
Yep.
Just doing production. And then I do production for a cannabis company part-time.
Dope.
It's great. I ain't got to talk to customers. Canvas customers are some of the rudest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all wouldn't come. Anyways, a whole nother rant.
I think customers are rude.
In general.
Yeah.
They just treat service people like really bad. But that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. Let's talk about me.
Yes.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. I am the co-founder and president of the Colored Cannabis Collective.
Woo, woo,
Triple
woo.
C. Woo, 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 woo. That's my baby. Mm. Born September 20th, 2018. 1 year anniversary coming up. We focus on community service, representation of people of color in cannabis, and changing the stigma of cannabis for us all. Chose the word colored because when you look on different cannabis social sites, you only see a small segment, you know, pretty, skinny, white, fit, tan, whatever the fuck. And that's cute and that's tea, but that's also not all of us.
It ain't real.
And right. So I want to just show. But see, the thing is like, it is real for like a very, 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 very small subset. You know what I mean?
Facts.
And that's not the whole colored in picture.
It's the industry that's making.
Exactly. And so I want to show everyone from the left to the right, top to the bottom, that anyone and everyone smokes weed. And but beyond that, it's almost like we are the world type bullshit. Like, well, if we all like this plant, maybe we all like something else. Maybe possibly together. Possibly we could talk about. Mm-hmm. That's my kumbaya shit, though.
Exactly.
You know, that's real.
That's how we found each other.
Yeah.
Really.
If you can like one thing, maybe we can also like something else.
That's, so easy.
That's all I'm saying. Outside of cannabis, I am a drag queen.
Ooh.
I am Scarlett Dior Black from the lovely, illustrious house of Dior Black. My mother is Amora.
You better
Seattle
work.
Icon. My big sister is National Bearded Queen Dion. Apollo's my brother. Got a younger sister. V. Yeah, so I'm out here doing drag. I have a show. I've tried to produce my own drag shows. I have my second one coming up in October. I got a couple other performances. Yeah, I'm just trying to be I'm a Renaissance girl.
Artiste.
Yeah, or a Renaissance woman in the making. I bounce back and forth from what I call myself.
Mm.
I'm also 5'8¾". I'm single, ready to mingle.
Mm-hmm.
If you're fine.
You put on the phone voice and everything, you know.
Like, you just know. Let them know, like, this what's happening over here.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds solid. What you dabbing over there?
So I'm dabbing some grape stomper.
Oh, okay. It's dabbing back, huh?
It is. It's dabbing back. I'm dabbing some grape stomper.
Oh my God.
Some grape stomper by extracted by Northwest Concentrates, arguably some of the best extractors in the States. They also do Extracted, which is the refined loud resin shit. Mm-hmm. So arguably some of the best eyeglass shit. I know that's what I get my niggas to buy me.
Mm-hmm. You heard that. Can you repeat it?
That's what I get my niggas to buy me. Northwest Concentrate, Extracted, Oleums, you know,
exactly.
The girls, Constellation Cannabis,
yeah.
Hash from, what's the name, Score.
Okay.
You know, a nice polarized medallion.
Ooh.
Give me some Kush Family Originals. You know, she's that type of girl.
Okay.
So just take care of her in those ways.
Mm-hmm. I have needs.
What was I talking about? Right. This dab. Clearly very good.
Yeah.
Base flower, grape stomper, sativa dominant hybrid. So I'm going to pass this to you in a second.
I do.
And that is from Burnwell.
Okay.
Really good shit. Burnwell has some really nice stuff. My favorite strain from Burnwell, though, is their Blue Lights. Blueberry mixed with Northern Lights. You want to talk about euphoria?
Girl.
That's the perfect after work smoke.
Okay.
Get you some Blue Lights.
Okay.
So Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
The white.
Oh, yeah.
Cookies and cream is an easy strain to cross it with because I think it grows so easily.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of stuff crossed with that. I don't know if I'm like a big fan of it, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm not a big cookies and cream fan overall. It's cute
not
to
what
look
I've
at.
Seen.
It's gorgeous.
It's pretty, but when it smokes, it's
all right. But oh my God, if you want a whole bunch of keef and diamonds and crystals and
push
shit, just push the button and just kind of swirl it around.
Okay.
It's running out and I need to like group it all together. So there you go, you got it. Never mind, I gotta tell you shit. Amen.
Like,
you know, you out here.
Yeah.
So speaking of, we're doing something that looks similar to the topic that's on everyone's lips nowadays.
Mm.
Which is vaping. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Have you heard about this?
Yes, girl. Listen, it's funny. I, like, at least a month, if maybe 2 months before the outbreak was happening, I was, because of my news subscriptions, I was keeping up with the Juul situation. But then I read a news article about how to, it was in a news article, it was like a weed blog article, okay, about how to discern, I think it was on Leafly, discern a good vape pen. And they're already like giving you game. And I was talking about it. Like, I use AirPro, mm-hmm, and I buy AirPro cartridges.
Love them.
Because they match and it's solid. Major. You know what I mean? It's good concentrate. I don't have no issues. But I've had people complain to me of how they lost like their cartridge leaked and they lost all their oil and, mm-hmm, all of these other issues. And I was like, that shit don't sound like no manufacturer like that really be about their business. Like, this is some bullshit.
Right.
So I started telling people, like, yo, you need to be on top of your game and pay attention to what you got going on. And then the article and the shit hit the fan and everybody's wilding out about it. I was like, damn, look at that. Look at that.
So before I get into the, mm-hmm, like the news, I do want to comment on that, you know, telling people to be careful what you're putting in, you know, be careful what you're consuming. And I, yeah, mean, that's basically going to be the whole entire conversation. It's just, you need to be paying attention about what you're putting into your body. And granted, you know, I eat at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I go to Taco Bell in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know, I'll eat fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone could probably translate it to that. Mm-hmm. But when you're like combusting something,
uh-huh,
you really need to know what is going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like, yeah, flour is one thing, you know, that's gotta list the pesticides. I, yeah, can see that real quick. But cartridges, that's a whole nother thing.
And if you got it black market?
So listen,
and somebody was doing that shit in their garage.
So basically that's the big thing. I was reading the High Times article and they've been keeping up with it. So
yeah, of course.
Essentially, there's been like 6 US deaths linked six US deaths linked to vaping.
Yeah.
And only one of them, I believe, is truly confirmed to be from a cannabis cartridge.
Interesting.
And the rest are just kind of like e-cigs and flavored shit. And the, mm-hmm, people also so happen to be smoking cartridges.
Yeah. So they... It's definitely the weed.
It's definitely the weed.
Because what else you going to do but crack down on that bitch?
Of course.
Okay.
So the issue is that people... No one knows what it's coming from. You know, these people, mm-hmm, are smoking weed from the cartridges, but they're also smoking
flower.
They're smoking e-juice and electronic cigarettes and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. But they're having lung problems and, mm-hmm, stuff.
So what it is acute respiratory distress. Their lungs become inflamed and, mm-hmm, shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine suffocating, mm-hmm, just sitting there, mm-hmm, right? So they're trying to beat the immune system having this inflammatory response because they've inhaled something that's combusted, some sort of irritant that then caused the body to attack its own lungs and basically collapse yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what the fuck is going on, yeah, to these people that are dying, just in case you're, mm-hmm, wondering.
And according, yeah, to the High Times article, they're believing it to be vitamin E acetate.
Yeah.
Which is in there. And I'm not a medical professional. Mm-hmm. So I can't say whether they're right or wrong. I, mm-hmm, will. What I can say from a cannabis professional level,
mm-hmm,
I'm not going to say stop smoking distillates.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say is don't smoke flavored shit. Let's just go ahead and stop doing that.
Out of the terps. Get rid of the terps.
Or if you want to do something with terps, please make sure, because terpenes are everywhere.
Yeah.
Not just cannabis. So please, mm-mm, make sure the terpenes, if they are reintroduced into a distillate,
mm-hmm,
or really high THC oil, make sure it's true cannabis-derived terpenes.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, okay, it's actually weed as opposed to food-grade terps. You know, mm-hmm, you don't think you're supposed to be lighting that shit on fire.
No.
I don't think you're supposed to be heating that shit up past a certain point and inhaling it. And,
mm-hmm,
wow, I'm having like a moment right now.
You do it.
When I first started dabbing with my roommate who loves to dab,
What up, roomie?
Shout out to Saham, mm-hmm, gang. We were dabbing with an old manager and he was telling us how someone had told him, wow, like 4 chains of someone told me something,
mm-hmm,
that dabbing higher than a certain temperature is bad for you,
yes,
because you burn the terps and, yes, then that could cause like, yes, cancer and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering or thinking, mm-hmm, or guessing or, mm-hmm, hypothesizing that maybe it's like something like that happening. Yeah,
but it's not just the terps that like get fucked up when you don't burn at a certain temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So dependent on what your nail is made out of and all of that, like quartz crystal, it, mm-hmm, should only be heated up to a certain temperature and allowed to cool before you put your product into it because of all the leaching. And yes, it does have to do with the temperature at which the dab's supposed to operate, but it's also the material it's made out of.
Okay.
That's what the homie that knows a lot,
yeah,
and has worked, you know, on the creation side of things spit the game to me, because he would be like, he'd light that shit up for me and then set a timer.
Yeah.
And then be like, all right, you can hit it now.
You can do it. Yeah. And we reach a point
where ain't nobody talking to you, girl.
We reached a point where we were like, I would feel it against, like, not put it on my wrist, I'd burn myself, but just like feel it and feel the heat and be like, okay, now it's a good amount of time. But it's scary.
This shit's dope.
But it's also a bit annoying because now all of a sudden, as reported on MSNBC, I want to say, mm-hmm. Trump is saying we got to crack down on this and mm-hmm. people are dying and vaping is bad for you.
Yeah, he's already like...
There's been six deaths.
Yeah.
Six.
More people have died by gunshots this year. You ain't cracking down on that
gunshots,
shit.
Gunshots, fucking cigarettes.
Yeah. Which, so I feel like when he's saying they're already passing laws by restricting more flavors added into e-cigarettes. Mm-hmm. That's part of his crackdown. But I just don't know how you're going to regulate on a federal level something that you won't allow, that you've already deemed federally illegal. You know what I mean? Like, right. Vaping, like, how are you going to crack down on cannabis vaping when you've already said that shit ain't legal? Pick a side,
it's,
motherfucker.
Yeah, it's definitely pick a side, but it's also, it's just like, what the, let's not, come on now. Like,
you
think,
six people
think
died?
We stupid?
Yeah.
You think we stupid?
Yeah.
He does, though. I think people.
He does.
Well, we already know that.
Yeah,
Trump
he does
really
think
we
stupid.
But there's a lot of people who really are. But like, mm-hmm. but even beyond Trump, like, just the outrage overall, I think people are trying to play stoners is like, we're not going to pay attention and be like, oh, for real, sis?
Bitch.
This is what we're doing?
I smoke weed and read the fucking news, like, and check up on stuff. I can read a book, bitch.
Are we actually going to be doing this right now? You're going to play us like, six people are dying. It's an epidemic, my nigga.
No, we just need something new. We need something new. We need, but the problem is, right, is that middle America, average, the people that actually pay attention to them mm-hmm. is falling for that shit. And
that's
they're
true.
Worried about it. I'm sure they're yelling at your kids, no vaping and this, that, and the fourth. And, oh, those cannabis, you see, this is what smoking cannabis does to you and right. blah, blah, blah. They're using it for their rhetoric, which is why we're over it and we're tired.
Facts.
There's been studies.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough out there. Like, mm-hmm. we're I'm tired.
For sure. I can definitely... Mm-hmm. It's frustrating, and it's a whole lot of like miseducation being spread around. Mm-hmm. I do like that it is making people more aware mm-hmm. about, like, vaping has been a concern, at least for cannabis people, just overall, because mm-hmm. we are people who truly, truly love this plant, smoke this plant, even if on a budget, are only going to buy the correct stuff. For them, because mm-hmm. there's correct stuff on all levels of price mm-hmm. ranges.
Yeah.
It's just whether you are willing to educate yourself. It's also up to the bud tenders to be educated. It's up to the stores to provide the bud tenders with the education.
Preach.
And for the bud tenders to mm-hmm. take the extra step to learn to teach, mm-hmm. well, to learn and to teach their customers, but also for the customer to be receptive to it.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you how many customers don't give a shit about nothing and will clearly buy the blackest, tarest looking cartridge or something plastic. Or whatever,
because of the price.
Don't buy plastic cartridges.
Why?
Because you're fucking lightly, you're heating that bitch up. And even if there's like a little metal thing in between that and the conductor, my nigga.
Bro, it's plastic.
Don't do that.
What is the concern about plastic?
Don't do that.
Leaching of the chemicals that's in the plastic. That's the biggest concern. That's why you can't leave water bottles in your car in Florida or just about anywhere, because the heat will make it melt and then contaminate your water. You stupid fucks.
Just like,
you ain't a stoner. You ain't really about this life.
You just want to get
high. You just smoke.
Mm. And you just don't want to, like, do a hard drug.
Or
you do hard drugs.
Or drugs, yeah. And so this is your...
You're just chasing the dragon. Which, do you, boo-boo?
Yeah.
But, like, don't... That's, like, fucks up all of us.
Yeah, we trying to talk to you. It ain't... You're the people that they base the stereotype on.
Facts.
Just letting you know.
Very much so facts.
Mm-hmm.
We actually care about what we put in our bodies.
Yeah.
I bet when we go to this party, we're going to have multiple conversations that are very intelligent
mm-hmm.
about this. Or if someone's like, so this is my... This, that, and the third. They're probably going to tell us about the grow process or where they got the seed or this or that. You're going to be able to see the passion and the happiness and the joy in these eyes. Like, it's a whole different... level. And so it's just very frustrating coming from the cannabis community. But again, like I'm saying, I do like that it's dawning light on companies that have been doing it right
mm-hmm.
and haven't needed no outrage. They're basically like, we've been trying to tell you, girl.
Yeah, you wasn't
are you listening?
You wasn't
Halo, Constellation again. Mm-hmm. I've seen a bunch of news releases and people basically being like, so sis, we've been doing it right.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to tell y'all.
Yeah.
Which is what I appreciate about the I-502 market is that mm-hmm. people are like, basically like we knew.
It's different.
It is.
It's, I've tried to tell this to, I know smokers everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I've traveled to just about a majority of the legal cannabis states. There's a few. I'm not going to lie. I've traveled to a few of the major ones. But I do want to hit them all. But every market I've gone to, it pales in comparison in the quality of products and the diversity of the products. And the knowledge is not there. The knowledge is not the same. They just sell weed.
Right.
You know what I mean? They are not cannabis enthusiasts. They are not about the product the way you need them to be out here. And that comes from the manufacturing side because they care about their mm-hmm. shit, right? And so then the stores have to care about their shit because this is my brand's message. I'm telling you.
Facts.
Tell people this.
Facts.
Right? So I travel all around. I'm like, yo, there's nothing like the Seattle market. I'm gonna bring you some Seattle wood. You know what I mean? Come out here. I'm gonna show you
right.
how it's different and why it taxes.
So
simply put,
my question beyond that,
mm-hmm.
do you think it's because it's no vertical integration
mm-hmm.
and that it's just a whole bunch of producer processors trying to get into these shops, and so therefore they have to come out, you know, with the biggest and the not just yeah. good. Everybody got good weed.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
Everybody got good oil.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you bringing to the table?
Yeah.
So do you think that extra
level there's a lot of pressure out here, but I think that it's just the dynamic of Washington.
That's
you
okay.
know what I mean? Like it breeds. I don't know if it's the fresh air or the mountain and the views. Like. Amazon came out of here. Starbucks, like think of the monsters that they
became. It breeds hustlers.
It does. And I think the cannabis is looking, the cannabis industry is looking at those, like the technology and that type, IT and all that stuff. And they're looking at it and they're like, oh, okay. I can see how we can make our shit great. And there's competition between other states because at some point the government's going to be like, man, there's a lot of money out here to eat.
Right.
Let's just make it all like it's going to they're already talking about connecting, you know, the West Coast and their products. And who doesn't want to get there first? And so how do I get my product from what I think is good to something that someone else in another state thinks is amazing and they're right. going to buy a fuck ton of it.
Right.
So we got to hustle. Let's get all of those great growers. Let's mm-hmm. have those conversations. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what feed the market okay. out here. But again, I don't know all these people. And that's just what I've been observing. Because, you know, I just go to pot shops and talk to people and right. go to little events. And I was like, oh, this is different. But they tighten it out here. It's hard to get in.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Mm-hmm.
It is hard to get in.
If you don't talk to people.
I got lucky for mm-hmm. sure. I got lucky and blessed. And the universe was working in my favor for mm-hmm. sure. But I was also manifesting that. I've been mm-hmm. talking about ever since I started smoking, I knew. Oh, she's going to be here, you
yeah.
know? And so I've been talking about this. Like, this shit I used to literally dream about on my couch with the old group of friends I used to hang out with. So
girl, I was always kind of... The Baker's Man Club.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know it.
So
I feel
like,
it.
I've just been kind of, like, manifest that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
and I got really blessed. And once you're in, it's definitely an industry that you can stay in if you yeah. want to. And you can dip in and dip out and mm-hmm. shit. Like, I'm kind of halfway in, halfway out right now. Mm-hmm. But not really, because I have...
Different
my
opportunities
own shit.
Attached.
Yeah, yeah.
It. Yeah.
Beyond that,
I think
beyond working at my part time, I have Triple C, mm-hmm. I have Functional Potheads and Bakersman. Mm-hmm. I have my own self as a brand since mm-hmm. I've taken promo shots and mm-hmm. I get interviewed and shit like that. So it's like,
it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, especially entering more the entrepreneurial side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely daunting and stressful, and I feel like sometimes I'm not like pushing myself hard. And it's hard finding that balance between, like I said, like pushing yourself
mm-hmm.
and like being gentle and easy with
yeah.
yourself.
Those deep breaths and having those relaxed.
It's hard finding yeah. that balance.
But part of it is how we were raised, which is the generation before us. Like, you have to hustle and you'll retire and then you'll live your life. That's mm-hmm. the generation before us. And the generation under us is like, we're becoming famous at like 6 because we're making videos on YouTube and selling shit. And now we're millionaires. What, bitch?
Facts.
So the group that's right in the middle is like, so to become current and to get where I want to be, where that end goal that my parents have come up with, except for working a shit-ass job, I have to, like, make myself a brand. I have to craft myself, and I have to learn multiple things and bring everything that interests me in and make it a package. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't, sometimes it doesn't work with like your internal growth. It doesn't sometimes evolve at the same pace. Mm-hmm. So it gets real complex when you have to pick it up and put it down or continue to work at it in different facets, right? Yeah. You know, for periods of time, and always take time out for yourself.
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah. Because if your body's telling you no, you should probably listen to it because it's your shit.
That's true. That's very, very true.
I think we done educated you enough on this vape controversy. It ain't really a controversy. Bitch, we been new.
Right.
So
basically. You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm going to get through, and I don't know how much of it, but I'm going to do it real quick. Light up and listen. There's a little segment. I'll be mm-hmm. puffing mm-hmm. and listening.
And
because
what have you been listening to?
What haven't I been listening to? But most importantly, the tracks that I have to repeat over and over again just because they take me to a place, and uh-huh. music is therapy for me. So IDK, man, he came out with an album that's called Is He Real? And I saw the best meme that describes it perfectly. It's like, if you listen to this album, it's a rap album. But if you listen to this album and you think it's alternative rap, and you think you understand it, go back and listen to it again.
Uh-huh.
Because he's questioning, it kind of starts out with someone talking to him and questioning if God is real. And then through the album, he takes you on a journey to answering that question. But whew, you want some thought-provoking content. IDK, Is He Real? Sir Chasing Summer, he dropped a fire-ass album. Mm-hmm. And I... dope beats, amazing cover art. I think people should give people more credit for their cover art.
Okay.
Sometimes, because you don't really get to experience it anymore.
Right.
The CDs went away.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah. But somebody took time to getting into graphics and designing. Like, somebody put some fucking
right.
time
yeah,
into
no,
that shit.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. But Young Thug, so much fun. You need a party album. You trying to thump. You trying to get to some shit.
That's the green one. Man.
Yeah, that is the green one. It makes you want to shake a little something. Next up, St. John, Ghetto Lenny's Love Songs. Man, I am devastated that I missed his live concert out here. It was just St. John, S-A-I. And T, but the T is capital, and John is J-H-N. You heard of him before?
I think
It thumps.
Okay.
So he came out here, and at the same night, Ice Cube was performing.
Oh, shit.
And had tickets to both and didn't know where to go.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So I went to Ice Cube. I mean, that's it. I ended up, because there's three tickets, and we'd have to leave someone, and whatever.
I feel it.
But... then he dropped this album. And I'm like, God damn it!
So
he
was doing some shit.
Yeah,
he probably was. You're right.
Yeah, Rhapsody Eve. Have you heard that album?
I haven't heard the album.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but I will.
You
period.
You should,
and because I heard that like every song's like titled after a black woman.
Yeah.
And
so
Rhapsody's a great rapper.
I've been looking at the title and I've been trying to connect it because it dawned on me one day. I was listening to it in the shower. I don't know. But I was showering and I was like, damn, is the album Eve named Eve like for Eve the rapper? Or is
Adam
it for like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, is Adam and Eve
that's
first
what my
woman?
First goes
exactly.
To.
But I'm like, Eve
like,
is a dope
Eve.
Ass rapper.
Yeah, she's
though.
A dope
ass.
Yeah. But enough to name an album after.
In my eyes, Love Is Mine is like the best song that I, like rap, like love song, like real, real female rap. Nikki, you can get it. You
okay,
want to go bar for bar with Eve.
Did you know someone who got beat in a relationship?
I've known a few people that got beat
so
in the
that's
relationship.
Why you connected so deep.
I did.
The song.
Not just. I don't think so. I think, but how she put the words together. She
oh,
told
yeah,
such
no, it's
a story.
Definitely
the
a
art.
Wonderful story. You're
like, okay, I'm like, she wrote that beat nicely. It ain't just the story because you can feel the passion in how she's telling the words. That's. I think that's what captures me the most about this article. You can feel every word. Maybe I see what you're saying. I'm thinking about this a little bit too deep.
She's like, now that you're saying it, maybe I am connecting too deeply too.
Okay, moving on. Anyway,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Rhapsody Eve, dope album. I think she did it for the female rappers
okay.
out there, right there. Childish
okay.
Major, Dirt Road Diamond. It's another thumper. I dig it. He likes to make you think as well, so I think it's great. Domani, also known as Domani Harris, like he's T.I.'s son. But this his rap career has nothing to do with his dad, and he lets you know it. He's an artist.
Okay.
Yeah, so Time Will Tell is his latest album, and he is speaking his real-ass life, and I like it. You know what I mean? Like,
he is an artist, okay.
He is. Most importantly, Chance, the motherfucking rapper, The Big Day came out, and I play that at least twice a week. I love Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
I am a super fan. I've seen him perform live, what, twice? It would have been three times, but he just postponed his concert, so I had to get my money back. But
you
that
go to the postpone day?
He didn't come up. It was TBA, and it was in another state. Like, I was gonna be in that state on vacation, so I was gonna take it.
I did see your comment. Matter of fact,
yeah. I lost out, but I'll just see him in another city or whatever.
Right. I respect his decision
entirely.
Sure.
I just don't. My only thing is like you knew when your baby was gonna be born. Oh, so who thought of this? That's my only thing, bro. I'm not knocking you.
I don't think she said something. I honestly think like I think he was looking at like she got, you know, she pushed the baby out there at the house. They was probably all hanging out together, and he was probably holding the baby. She was feeding the baby. So, he was just looking at all of it. He's like, I can't go on tour.
Yeah,
I can't leave this right now.
Yeah, but I don't know why you didn't think you would want to go on tour. I don't even know how you did it the first time, but I was at the show.
And weren't they not together too?
Exactly. So I see how you did it the first. A little bit because
okay, but I feel like they probably broke up because
not because of the baby. I think they had issues and
no, not because of the baby, but because he was
out.
Go. Because she got pregnant. Things was copacetic at least for a minute.
Yeah, that got something to do with it. You ain't wrong.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Other than that, every now and then I bump Jadenna, 85 to Africa, Mahalia, Love and Compromise when I'm feeling emotional. Earth Gang just dropped a new album called Maryland. It's weird, but I dig it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I listened to 85C to Africa, or 85 to Africa. I keep saying 85C because the bakery. Wow. Words association's crazy. 85 to Africa, yeah, I listened to that. It was cute.
Yeah.
My first Jadenna album.
Really?
I like Jadenna. So my thing with albums is like, unless you're Beyonce or the internet or Sid the Kid, I will only listen to your album if I like your singles.
Whoa.
Only.
Oh, man.
So if your singles aren't good?
But.
Sorry, boo-boo. But what I know that some of the best songs aren't the singles.
Yeah.
That's not my problem.
No. I listen to it because I want to know the story. I feel like if you took the time to put out an album, you wrote it to be a certain way. Maybe Beyonce gave me that expectation out of life. But I feel like if you made an album, it's going to tell a story to me. Maybe otherwise, it'll be a mixtape. It'll be pure ignorance. And I can party to it. So if you make an album, I want to listen to what your story is. And I always listen to it from like first track to last track until I maybe know it heart to heart, and then I can let it skip through. But
I also don't care about everybody's story.
I don't know. You the worst, bro. You know, that's fine.
I'm being for real though. I'm also like becoming like an old woman now in my 25 years of age.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, who is this?
Who is you?
What is they talking about? What is this saying? What is this beat doing? Oh no, girl, this is that young people shit. I ain't got nothing to do with it, and I'm 25, so I know I need to get out of it. But also,
so then do you listen to music often?
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, right now I'm in like my podcast kick. So I've just that so people think I listen to a bunch of podcasts. No, I listen to three. I listen to The Read. Listen to Small Town Murder. And I listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, which is about Greek mythology. Cool. And I've been on a Small Town Murder kick where I've just been re-listening to all the episodes because the stories are really interesting.
I listen to The Read, Throughline, and I think those are the two that I can say I listen to regularly, but I've been on a music kick lately.
Okay.
But I don't think I've ever, I don't really put down music too much, so it's like I gotta schedule time to listen to my podcast. Like on my way to work, I'm being productive, I'm gonna listen to a podcast, but then every other time I don't like the silence.
I bounce back and forth between my podcast kicks and my music kicks for sure. But when I get on a music kick, but even then I'll get on like I was on a Find New Female Rappers kick for a long time after the Nicki and Cardi beef because I was like, there's more than two people. Then I was like, let's find them. So I got on just like a huge female rapper kick, and that's how I found Megan.
Oh, yeah.
And Saweetie and Sugihana. I love Cupcake.
I haven't listened to her yet. I still gotta get there.
She's amazing.
But
my favorite song from her is Cum Shot.
Interesting.
Let me just recite the beginning lyrics.
Okay, get it.
If I please. For $10.99, you can hit it from behind. Video me giving you head.
Oh.
That's FaceTime.
Bitch. Bars.
She's a revolutionary. You know? And she's only 22, 23.
You better get it.
I bought tickets to see her thrice. I've seen her twice. Second time, nigga. Won't let that happen again.
Yeah, don't let
it. But she got my coins. I support, girl. Love ya. Hope you do Cum Shot next time. You know what I have been on? Actually, like a concert kick.
Oh.
And even then, I'm picky with my concerts because like, concerts are kind of everything I hate. Like loud noise, a bunch of motherfuckers I don't know all up in my personal space. And where is the exit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
but I like
gotta
concerts.
Pee.
Yeah.
But I like to be near the front. So it doesn't, my bladder and being near the front, them two things don't go together. So it's just a lot. It's just an obstacle course for Anya. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if I have to go deal with them things, I'm going to be in the front.
Yeah,
and you're going
well.
To move.
Yep.
And I'm going to come back to the spot.
Slide,
when I pee 15
slide, slippity
times.
Slide.
Thank you. Because I'm also going to be drunk and high. And then that's going to make me even have to be even more. I know who I am. And yet you're going to accommodate me.
Yeah.
So
live your truth.
Ever since I moved here, the music venues are just so cool.
They are.
The Crocodile is probably my favorite because it has that bench on the side. And so I get there hella early. I go straight to the bench and I sit down. I put my stuff there. I'll go
make
get drink.
Home.
Right. I'll make friends with the other people on the bench. I'll be like, so boom, gang. So if anyone go to the bathroom, you gotta let that
spot.
In. Yeah. Perfect. That's and cause then when the concert start, you can stand right up on that ledge and it just be you and the artist. You and the artist. This year, I think I went to like 5 or 6 shows there.
Wow.
Lekele, 4-7.
I want to see her.
Which was disappointing because she only did an hour. Also, I had eaten way too much RSO beforehand.
Yep.
So I had to hold on to the wall
because
I was leaning back. So I was really fucking high. But also, she only did like an hour. And the songs she did were like,
they were
cool, but they weren't.
I could listen to that online. Like, I could.
Facts.
Yeah.
It was like,
some
Lekele
artists are like that.
More.
Yeah, because they're not performers. There's a difference. I go to a live concert because I want to see you perform and set, like, bring this crowd to a certain, like, I want to feel something. I came here to dance away all my troubles. I came here to immerse myself in your lyrics. And if you don't give me that vibe, bitch, I'll never come again.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, I ain't see
I've been to a
Charlotte
few
was
shows.
Like, I ain't never come. Did the
you
thing. You know
see
how
it.
Niggas
you
when you never shit. Watch the video of them shoes by the face of money. The best show this year though has probably been Lion Babe. Oh, Vanessa Williams' daughter.
Yeah, and that's who that is.
Oh, baby, yes, she's
Vanessa
Williams'
shit.
Daughter.
I love
nice
Vanessa
Nice and
Williams.
Yellow boned.
Ooh, okay.
She's a gorgeous girl.
Okay.
She's really sweet,
real
woman.
Yeah.
Her body is very her own.
Okay,
because she was showing it all at the concert. She did. Them motherfuckers did 2 hours. I'm gonna stop saying she because it's a nice, sweet little Asian fella who plays who does production and plays the keyboard and the guitar. He's very handsome. I don't know if they're together or not. Someone figure that out for me because their chemistry on the Where Do We Go video was way too.
I was like, oh, I know they fucked after this. They probably went to the room, looked at each other, was like, just one time.
Just one time.
Okay. Let me hit it
but
one time.
Their shit, they did 2 hours. And that show, just like the internet show last year, they did. Every song I could have wanted them to do. Every single song.
That's
bitch went off the stage like twice and I was like, are we done? I couldn't almost enjoy one song that I really liked because I was like, I know this ain't the last song. Because bitch,
where you going?
I think we got like 2 more songs to do. And she did do the last 2 songs. So I feel bad that I didn't. Whatever. Amazing show. Set the scene up right.
Okay.
She was doing all sorts of kicks and had a little fan and shit and was flying the ribbons and tea.
You said that's the best show you've ever been to?
That's not ever.
Oh.
Just this year.
This year.
Best show I've ever been to is between the internet and Mumford & Sons.
They made me cry. Not really knowing all of their songs.
They
made me
everything.
Just cry live.
Same.
Yeah. I was just like.
I saw them right before Babel came out. Mm-hmm. Like, right. So they were, like, mm-hmm. promoting it, though. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, just the way that the
it builds.
It's a show.
Yeah. It just takes you.
The lights, ooh, the movement.
I saw it at Bonnaroo.
And then ooh. He can sing. My God.
Have you heard him when they do, what is that? Bob Dylan's Kansas, what is it? The Road to Kansas? But they found like his old
the
new
road
basement.
To Red
it's Rocks? No, it's the new basement tapes. Okay. By I think it's Bob Dylan. So he wrote all these songs.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he made the original. He might have came out with the original, but they remade it.
Oh, shit.
And they recorded it, and Mumford sings on some of these songs. And if I need to feel something, you should watch the video of the recording of them playing, because they have like Johnny Depp plays drums at one point in time. It's bananas. It's some good YouTube diving, girl. Get on it.
Okay.
Get on it. But yeah, Mumford took me places.
They do a goddamn show. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. mother. Whoo.
Whoo.
Amazing.
We need to get
they were
the hell
here
out
at the
here,
gorge.
Girl. We need to get the hell out
and
of here.
I
got a show.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Right. Let's, since we have to go, what are we? What? Where are we going to? What are we, I mean, I guess I'm the one that should talk about it.
Right? I mean, I'll throw it to you.
yeah.
Okay.
You
throw it to it. Yeah. So tonight, what are we getting to? Why are we so dressed up? You know, why do we look good?
So me and Charlotte are about to head to the 10-year anniversary party for Wick and Mortar. They are a marketing, branding kind of powerhouse in the mm-hmm. cannabis industry. Jared Mirsky is, I want to say, their CEO or founder or president. Runs shit over there, and he's really kind of like a genius. And so I missed the party last year, so I'm mm-hmm. very excited to go to it this year. Mm-hmm. And Erica America invited me, and I'm Ooh. Ready to get dressed up and fancy. There's also a Tannins and Terpenes event on Saturday somewhere downtown. I won't be able to make that because Mama has a gig.
Mm, I'm working.
And same. Mm-hmm. We need to get those dollars.
Yeah.
But that's a Northwest Leaf event. I went to the one in Bellingham last year, and that was really cute.
Cool.
They had a 5-foot bong. If you go to AHNYA Smokes 15, you can see the video of me hitting that. My wig is a little skewed, but whatever.
You hit the ball.
Yeah.
Facts. What else is going on? I'm going to, this weekend, the Foodie Festival held by Mud Bay. It's a festival in order to honor people that work in the like shelter medicine industry. So those that give back to the community. So like the rescue, shelter medicine, that type of, you know, kind of work. So Mud Bay, it's a, I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah,
it's a pet store out here, popular brand. And in this, some organization gets nominated and they give them a big ass check at the end of it. But free food and a good time. So I'm going to check it out. And it's also Washington Cider Week right now. So...
any white people that are into that, there you go.
That's why it's bussing outside.
This is an all-inclusive show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We talk about both colored cannabis and Caucasian events, such as cider.
Yep. Listen, I love cider. It's my shit.
And
I drink cider
Charlotte
and whiskey.
Is the lighter of the two of us.
Whatever. You know what? Just because I know good drink, you know what I mean?
Isn't there sediment in cider?
Sediment?
Yeah, particles.
I mean, I feel...
Bits of apple?
No. That's more, I think... No, well, mead is made out of honey. But no, this is get strained. It's
what
like a...
What year is this?
You can get mead this year, bitch. The best drink I've ever had is a strawberry lemonade mead. It was 9%. I didn't even know I was drunk till I got down off the stool. And I did a little stumble, but got me right. What else is going on is... Afropunk Atlanta is coming up in October, and I will be there. Is that black enough for you, girl?
Oh, that's... Now, listen here. That's very African-American, obviously. It's called Afro damn punk.
Okay,
now,
exactly.
See, the gag is...
What's
ooh,
up?
Can I go admit this on the camera?
Mm-hmm.
On the camera? Mm-hmm. And on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Afropunk, but I'm scared. It's almost...
Too black?
Facts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that horrible, though? That black people don't... be feeling like, shit, there's gonna be too many black people. Because mm-hmm. black people really feel, I don't think white people, I don't think y'all understand, when y'all don't want to be around too many black people, niggas don't want to be around too many niggas either.
Yeah.
Because that's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
The media has made it frightening.
Because the media has made it frightening?
Mm-hmm.
Or.
You ever
have you been made fun of by black people growing up?
Hell yeah.
Relentlessly, right?
Yeah, because I wasn't black enough.
Black enough. So flashbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be in the corner though, ducked off, smoking fire weed. So people fuck with me off the shrimp. Yeah, now. But back then, I ain't work out.
I literally told one of my girlfriends, and she probably wasn't even like this since in high school, because she was literally just the sweetest person ever. It's just like, she has like a resting bitch face.
Yeah.
And I told her, you remind me, what up, Joy? You remind me of the girls that used to scare the shit out of me in high school. Yeah. And now we're like so tight. And that just like kind of blows my mind a little bit. And she always laughed. She was like, I was nice in high school. And I was like, I know. But like, you look like, it's just crazy.
I definitely was bullied in middle school by some mean ass girls. And
niggas are cruel.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is that I don't know.
Is it the universe's fault?
I should have known I was gay because I could never like beat up girls, right? Like I never snap off on a girl.
But niggas?
But I went toe to toe. I choked a kid out, a boy out.
I'm not gay. I think that's just how it is. I think with girls, we just don't something. I'll check a bitch.
Anybody.
Keep a blade.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean.
Yeah.
Drake taught me well. when I was growing up, like girls can like get you, Oh, boy, what? Nigga, I'll deck you in your shit. Get the fuck out of my face.
Do you have brothers?
Two younger. That's it.
Because I was like, I'll go
fuck out
two
my face,
seconds.
Yo.
I quit 2 seconds. I will turn around and like swing on a dude in seconds.
Get the fuck out my face.
But girls, I'm like, bye. Ooh. But now anybody can get it.
Yeah, but like, yeah, back in the day, it's because I got brothers. I had a little 16-year-old kid come into the shop a couple weeks ago, trying to stay in the shop. And I'm like, yo, you're 16, you got to get out. And he like wasn't leaving. I was like, so are you going to leave my shop or do I got to like kick you out or something like that? He was like, neither. I was like, I know someone that's not younger than my little brother talking to me crazy right now. Like, what is happening? Like, that's boy. Just niggas. Anybody basically is the moral of this episode.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm gonna call this episode "Anybody Can Get It."
Period. Yeah. Welcome to Functional Vibes.
Too much, bro. Well,
time to get.
I think it is time to get on
some
it.
Free food, get some drinks.
Yeah,
I hope it is all free because I want to get drunk off these people's dime.
Well, it's dope you took the time to have a day with us. Until the next session,
gang.
Remember, we're just two functional potheads out here trying to bring the light and truth about cannabis. What the fuck you mean?